KBOE Live and Local. It is 826, 50 degrees, time for What's In Outdoors. Friday mornings here with Phil Todd. Brought to you by Express Tire and Auto on East 12th near the Water Tower. John and Jenny and the exceptional crew at Express Tire and Auto always take tremendous care of you. By Blue Stem Farm and Ranch Supply on West Highway 50. You know, if Blue Stem Farm and Ranch Supply doesn't have it, it probably is not around. It is that simple. Blue Stem Farm and Ranch on West Highway 50. Thanks to Blue Stem for their support yesterday at KVOE's annual Drive for Food. They're always a drop-off point for our non-perishable food donations, so thanks to Blue Stem for that's it is 8:26, and on with the show as we say good morning to Phil Totten, Studio North, just outside of the Council Grove Lake there area. Hi, Phil. How are you?
I'm hanging in there, Ron. I had a bit of a computer problem when I woke up this morning, but at least I woke up, and we can always work our way through computers one way or the other. But I'll tell you, Studio North took a hit looking out there at my wild spice area. We must have had quite a freeze up here.
Yeah, what, 23, 22 degrees, back-to-back mornings, Phil.
Well, when I left here last Friday to come to Emporia to do the show, we had a lot of pretty flowers out there. The garden was still looking good, and I'll tell you, the weatherman hit it on the head. But one thing that I see now is a lot of pretty birds coming using the bird feeder. And so, of course, now it's time to get those bird feeders up. What I really like about the wild space area, and this is what I planned for, was to have wildlife enjoyment out there the year-round. And so seeing the birds use the sunflower seeds now that were ripe and working through the garden, it really does my heart good. But when I did the show there in Emporia, Ginger and I left and we were going to a dealership show there in Nashville. And so we had planned a trip, and I like to get off the beaten road, so I didn't want to use I-70 to go to St. Louis. And I always wanted to see the Roaring River and then work my way down to Eureka Springs. So that's what we did. And, Ron, I tell you, that Roaring River, if you've never been there or if people want to take their family to a place, there is quite a bit of recreation there for you. They were trout fishing. It's real reasonable to get a day pass. It's only
$4. Wow.
And that'll allow you to catch 4 fish. And, of course, a lot of people were just catching and releasing them. But the kids and the families had the smiles on their face. There was just a beautiful time down there. We wanted to see the hatchery, but unfortunately, where there was a diving incident, a diving team had went there to explore, the underwater spring. And at 190 feet, a diver had a equipment failure. That was pretty bad.
Yeah.
So, of course, my thoughts are to his family, but I don't think I'd want to dive to 190 feet. I have trouble just getting my head underwater.
I'm with you, Phil. I'm with you.
But have you ever been to Eureka Springs?
I never have, Phil. Nope.
Well, it's just cook on down this highway and right at the you turn a corner and you're in there, and it's just like they built the houses and the cafes and the businesses right up on the bluffs of the mountain. We went through there and saw them and made a mental note that we got to come back and visit that when we could. But I was hungry for a chicken fried steak. And, of course, what outdoors man doesn't like chicken fried steak? So I told Ginger I wanted to find the best chicken fried steak. So I Googled the best chicken fried steak in Eureka Springs, and it come up with the Rockin' Pig Saloon. But when I went in there and the guy asked me what I wanted, I said, I wanted one of those chicken fried steaks. And he said, well, sir, we quit serving them a month ago.
Oh, bad timing, Phil. Bad timing.
You know, you can't always depend on Google. But we did depend on it quite a bit to get us from point A to point B. So there at the Rockin' Pig Saloon, I settled on a Reuben sandwich. That was really good. And so Friday night, we made a Mountain Home, Indiana, and stopped there for the night. And we wanted to stop because we wanted to see all the scenery during the day. And you just can't see that at night.
Yeah.
So next morning, we took off to Nashville. And I'll tell you, there's nothing lacking to do in Nashville, Ron.
That place
have you ever made Nashville?
Go ahead. Kind of been by there, but that's it. I've not stopped and enjoyed the place.
Well, just going down there, and we were going to have some time on our hands before the dealership meeting started. We Googled and saw the Loretta Lynn Dude Ranch that had all kind of things to do there, and then also the Andrew Jackson Hermitage home. And just I love history and seeing what's going on there, and we just wonder if they're going to keep Loretta's ranch open, you know, after she passed at 91. Just a great story there, and of course everybody that took history in school should know about Andrew Jackson and that. But if you were born to boogie, Ron, if you ever stop in Nashville, you need to go down on Music Row on Broadway. It reminded me of my college nights in Emporia for a while at the Bourbon Barrel, the Rock Castle, and of course Izzy's across the street and the Oasis Club there. But they were out on the streets having a good time there at on Music Row. And, of course, what else besides that Nashville, the Grand Ole Opry. And we wanted to go there, but $45 to $155 for tickets. I didn't want to see Whispering Bill Anderson that much. but our guests there at the dealership meeting, they greeted us to a fellow named Joe Nichols.
Yeah.
And, of course, he was known for tequila makes your clothes fall off, and another other song was. His first one was The Impossible. So he was quite an entertainer there. My feet fell in love with a pair of cowboy boots there in the Oprah Mills Mall. And you talk about a big old mall, you could spend a day in it. But the big deal there was I could buy one pair and get two more at equal price free.
So good deal.
I wanted to see what kind of new products was available to Marines and marinas, and just see what was going on. There was a lot of whole new electronics, but you can trust Google. You can pretty well go to that and see what you want. But one thing that I saw and every fisherman needs is a 5-gallon bucket. And, of course, you can get them as low as $4 a piece, but the Huck bucket is a souped-up 5-gallon bucket at a price for $100.
$100?
$100. I'll get a picture of it and put it up on our page. But it is quite the deal. But I think I need to buy catfish bait, too. But it was pretty cool. So after Nashville, we went to St. Louis to see the Arch. And on the way there, we stopped at a place called Garden of the Gods. That's in Shawnee National Park near Herod, Illinois. And, of course, lover of the country and getting out there. It's just a great rock formation. And we got out of the car and went to walked and hiked several areas. And those cowboy boots did me pretty good. But I think I'm going to get me a new pair of hiking boots to get out there. But it was all pretty nice. And, of course, the trees are starting to change and turn. But on the way there, before we knew it, the Ohio River was in front of us and no bridge. What's going on here? But there's a ferry at Cave Inn, Illinois, that will take you across the Ohio River. And just across the river, there's a cave. And I never really thought I wanted to be a cave explorer, but for Ginger's sake, I went down in the cave with her and we got it done. But I was able to get that good chicken fried steak there at a place called the Texas Roadhouse there in St. Louis. That made it well worth it.
Good, was it good?
Go to that first. It was okay. Delicious. I'll guarantee you. And I ate it all. Generally, I'll get me a doggy bag, but I ate it all. So after St. Louis, we just went up, stayed on 174 a little bit, and I said, Ginger, I got to get off this road. There's too much pretty country to see. And so a lady at the Arches, at St. Louis, we went and visited the Arch, and they have quite a museum in there that we just didn't have time to see it all, Ron. And just the history of the Arch, and it was called the Gateway to the West. That's why it was made, is really fascinating. And seeing the old weaponry, the old things that our settlers had to use to get over here, and their story is all presented there in that museum there in the Arch. Then we visited a place in Fulton, Missouri, at the lower. It's just the road bordered I-70, but you got off the beaten path. And at Fulton, Missouri, is the Winston Churchill Museum at that Westminster College. And there was an old church that a fellow saw, and I believe it was World War II, that was getting was hurt, was damaged, but they took it apart piece by piece and shipped it over from Westminster and put it there back together at Westminster College at Fulton, Missouri. Well, let's go to that first break, and we'll talk a little bit about the freeze and what I plan on doing with my wild space, Eric.
Sounds good. You're tuned in to What's in Outdoors with Phil Totten here, KVOE Live and Local. Stay tuned. We're back with more after this.
Express Tire has a limited quantity of new Polaris ATVs and side-by-sides in stock. No waiting. These will go fast, so don't delay. If you're thinking about a new Polaris before year-end, now is the time to place your order. Hurry in to pick from in-stock machines or order your choice, but don't delay. See Jenny or John at Express Tire, 806 East 12, or shop online at ExpressTirePolaris.com.
George Strait is loved for more than just his music. After 56 number one singles, George is still a family man and a real cowboy. That's why he is so loved, and that's why he wears nothing but Wrangler. The George Strait Cowboy Cut Collection by Wrangler has a huge selection of styles a cowboy can be comfortable wearing anywhere. So head to Bluestem Farm and Ranch Supply on West Highway 50 in Emporia and try the George Strait Cowboy Cut Collection by Wrangler. Long live cowboys!
KBOE AM 1400 and 96.9 FM. You're tuned in to What's in Outdoors every Friday morning here with Phil Totten. Of course, log on to KBOE.com. Click on that community tab. There'll be a drop-down menu. Click on What's in Outdoors. And there will be Phil's page for you. Studio North, Council Grove. Phil Totten with us on this 21st of October. Yeah, another end of the month is nearing here, Phil.
Yeah, I'll tell you, the United States does get its Halloween on. And that's coming up. Going through the different cities, the towns, and the little villages, you could really see a display in Halloween. But I'm sort of like it here. There's enough ghosts and gimlins in my life just here or there. That's one thing that people will be rallying on. I guess the Boo and the Zoo's going to be coming up on later this month, and there at least does a good job there at the zoo, so that's a great place to take your kids to. I guess there's a great zoo in St. Louis that we never got to see, but after I get, I do want to talk about, too, a little bit about detours. We got home, and we had pretty smooth sailing the whole trip until I come through Ottawa and got on 68 to Osage City. And they have quite a detour between just like for 7 miles, they're doing some work on the road between Osage City and Highway 75. And so once again, Google come into play, and I thought the detour from Council Grove to Manhattan on 177 was bad because, you know, the road's closed here at Council Grove and it opens up to the other side of Isla Vista. But that detour from 31 took me some areas that I did not know existed in Kansas. Of course, it was dark. But our road here between Council Grove and Manhattan, for you travelers going to Manhattan, it should open up on November 10th. And that'll be open until probably next March. And then they'll close again and start working, doing the road between Alta Vista and Manhattan. And I have to say there's some awful pretty detours between Alta Vista and Manhattan to see the country that we have here in Geary County and Morris County through there. But I have been walking around out in my wild space area and seeing the different seeds and seeing the different flowers now, the wildflowers that are coming up for next year. And, of course, they are the perennials there. And we have coreuspices is one of the noted ones. I do hope the sages come back. I need to do a little bit more studying on the coneflowers. And of course, all these are good pollinators that are butterflies and are pollinating insects use. But I hope the birds leave some for that. I am going to gather some seeds and scratch them into the dirt. This wild space there I got was all made possible working with NRCS and then a group out of Missouri called Butterflies and Beyond that give me the seeds to put out there. And, of course, with the warm season grasses, I hope to get some quail back to use this area. I did see a nice covey of quail yesterday when I started my trash and gas duties at the marina. I got to know the title down here now, Ron. I'm the trash and gas guy. But they were out there and were pretty to see. And, of course, they got the attention of Little Myrn. There was 10 to 12 birds in his covey. But, Ron, there is some fish being caught still. And I mentioned scat fishing, and the fishermen have come in there. As a matter of fact, we ran out of bait. James is running to McPherson for bait. We're selling a lot of sunfish and goldfish. And there are some areas that you can go and fish off the shore, but most of the fish that I see are people that are in their boats and setting trot lines and limb lines. And, of course, if you go follow the birds, and someone said, Phil, following the birds don't work. That's just showing them where the shad is. No, follow the birds to see where they're roosting, and then fish under where they're roosting. I guarantee you, you're going to catch some catfish. But I haven't got into crappie fishing yet this fall like I want to get into. I don't know. I haven't had the time living here. I do really like to meet the people at the marina, but I do want to get into some crappie and get some of those nice fresh fillets into my freezer to get me through the winter. But if you get out on the lake this weekend, folks, you be careful because I guess that wind is really supposed to roll some blow. But if you think you want to put your boat up, you might think about winterizing it. If you do it yourself, I would say key on draining the water out of your lower unit. And then also take your prop off to see if there's any line that's been wrapped up in that prop, because that will break a seal and cause you to lose your fluid out of your lower unit, your oil. But we still have, even though the marina's closing down here now, we still have a service here that will winterize your boat if you need to get it winterized. I had a bad experience one time, Ron, when I winterized my own boat, and as most times when I get into doing mechanical work, I have bad experience.
I hear you. Yeah.
Take something apart and then try to put it back together, and there's always one screw or one nut. Like, and you wonder where you did it. But I winterized the boat, and I was putting the tarp over it and everything for the winter, and I had to get something, so I jumped down off the boat, and by golly, my drawers got caught on a hitch cleat on the side. And so I was hanging there. I said that this would be a heck of a place for my family to find me dead here in the winter, hanging off of a boat because I couldn't get off of it. So that's just one of the experiences I had when I tried to do things. Well, Ron, let's go to that last break, and we'll talk about what's coming up in Kansas.
You're tuned in to What's In Outdoors on KVOE with Phil Totten. Stay tuned. We're back with more after this.
Stem Farm and Ranch Supplies got it.
Nothing beats fresh homemade sausage, and it's easy to do. Start making your own with High Mountain Seasonings from Blue Stem. With their delicious seasonings, you're in control. Make patties, make links, mix pork with game in any combination. Their 18 varieties of flavors are sure to have something to wake up your taste buds. So if you're looking for something to spice up your homemade sausage, Blue Stem's got it. See you at Blue Stem Farm and Ranch Supply, West Highway 50 in Emporia.
Express Tire has a limited quantity of new Polaris ATVs and side-by-sides in stock. No waiting. These will go fast, so don't delay. If you're thinking about a new Polaris before year-end, now is the time to place your order. Hurry in to pick from in-stock machines or order your choice, but don't delay. See Jenny or John at Express Tire, 806 East 12, or shop online at ExpressTirePolaris.com.
KVOE AM 1400 and 96.9 FM, live and local. You're tuned in to What's In Outdoors. Phil Totten every Friday morning right here at KVOE. From Council Grove Lake Studio North, Phil Totten, just back from country music capital of the world, yeah, Nashville, Tennessee. Back home again to some frozen ground, huh?
Mm-hmm. Well, it's not frozen yet, and it's supposed to be a warm, nice weekend.
Yeah, really warm.
Thank you. The winds will hamper the fishermen all over in the boats, but there should be some places that people can go out and catch some fish. I wanted to mention, coming to Emporia last week, Ron, that motorists need to be aware of deer. And it slipped my mind last week, but I got it right now in my little what I do, the notes to you, what we're going to talk about in big blue letters. I don't like to use red. That's I just don't like red for a color. But deer are on the move. Red is too alarming. I guess that's why it's red, especially when those red and blue lights get behind you when you're driving. But the deer are on the move. When we left, coming to Emporia last week, we almost had a short trip because right between the city lake and the marina, we almost had a rough coupling with a deer. I wanted to tell the listeners last week to be careful. And we did see several deer on the way down, and especially in the evenings they're getting out there. But rut season is definitely on, pre-rut anyway. And so, motorists, you want to be careful when you're out there. And above all, I never slam my brakes on to miss a deer. That's just a no-no. But the rut will be going on. I haven't kept up with the seasons. I imagine we still have archery season coming up. I haven't heard anything about any youth deer hunts going on for the kids in our area, but I will report on some opportunities next week for people to go. The drought, Ron, I just hear more and more about how the drought is going to be affecting our upland bird hunters, so scouting is the key. You just got to scout the areas that you want to go, maybe talk to your landowners from past hunts and see what they have to offer in the way of that. I do got some decisions to make this weekend. Of course, the big benefit and a fundraiser for Travis Ballard is going on over at Madison with a trap shoot starting at 1 and then the fundraiser, and they just got a lot of great prizes there. And then they do have the Black Tie fundraiser at Strong City to help redo that old theater. And so I'd like to get over there to see that, but I just haven't figured out how to be two places at once.
Well, once you do, you let me know, okay?
Well, some places that I was accused of being, I said, that wasn't me. That was my twin brother, Bill. And of course, I don't have a twin brother, but it does let me escape the situation when people get to talking about it. I remember when we did this. But, no, there is a big catfish tournament, too, coming up over there at John Redmond, the Virgil Brown Memorial Catfish Tournament. Of course, Ty Wolf does a good job with that. And Ty Wolf is just a great guy to talk to about catfishing. And that tournament starts at 8 a.m. over there, and it's come a little bit early to pre-register. It's $120 to enter, but there is a big fish and, of course, payouts in three places. On November 19th, for you fur harvesters and people that like to trap, there's an advanced fur harvesting class over at Ottawa State Fishing Lake. That's close to Minneapolis, Kansas, just north of Bennington. One of the things that I need to learn around here, especially with my duties at Trash and Gas, is how to trap pack rats, because pack rats do a whole lot of damage. And you might want to visit the camper guys there in Emporia. They do a great job with redoing campers and getting things together for you and even winterizing your campers, too. Well, that ought about do it for this week's show, Ron. Hope everything's well on your end.
Yeah, you mentioned, don't forget the Travis Ballard Benefit Dinner and Auction. That will be at the Madison Souter Center. Coming up Saturday night, they have a cocktail hour, live music, auction preview from 6 until 7, and then they've got a lot of great auction items, and that will be from 7 until 10 Saturday night, again at the Madison Souter Center. So help them out if you can. So it's going to be a big event.
Hey, there's just a lot of great people in communities, and I really, Emporia is big on supporting things. Helping families out. Well, the food drive, for example, that you just got done with, and it's just great to see communities rallying around families and helping them out when they have such situations of what Travis has ran into.
Phil, always good to hear from you. Good job.
Okay, guy. Well, hopefully next week we'll have a little bit more on fishing. And the raised release birds that I had, I wanted to let them go because the lady that was house sitting for us, I didn't want her to put up with little Myrn having her nose out on them birds all day. And See, the little Myrn can be a slip-off dog. You tell her to stay somewhere, and the minute you turn your back, she's out there in the wild space looking for those birds. So, y'all have a good weekend. God bless.
All right. Phil Totten, What's In Outdoors, Friday mornings here. KVOE live and local, brought to you by our good friends at Bluestem Farm and Ranch Supply on West Highway 50. If Bluestem doesn't happen, have it. It probably is not around. Bluestem Farm and Ranch. And by Express Tire and Auto on East 12th near the Water Tower. John and Jenny and the exceptional crew at Express Tire and Auto will always take tremendous care of you. It's 8:51.
Hospitals in 36 states reporting capacity issues amid a surge in child respiratory illnesses. 71% of the country's pediatric hospital beds now full. Dr. James Schneider with Cohen Children's Medical Center in New York.
We're using surgical space like the PACU or the pre-op areas. We're using those spaces sometimes to take care of kids who need to be hospitalized.
The cases are mostly common illnesses like the flu and cold, with health officials saying the surge is likely a side effect of kids having been socially distanced during the pandemic. Several British lawmakers, including scandal-laden former British Prime Minister Boris Johnson, are now jockeying to become Britain's next Prime Minister following the implosion of Liz Truss's historically short-lived government. Social media companies tumbling in early trading on Wall Street, stemming from a report in the Washington Post that said if Elon Musk ends up buying Twitter, he'll fire three-fourths of the company's staff. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
Wash and Vac is state-of-the-art in automatic car washes.
It adjusts for the size of your car for maximum effectiveness.
Then comes a two-step pre-sub.
A tire cleaner.
A rocker panel blaster.
Undercarriage rust inhibitor and wash.
A conditioner and wax with UV protection.
Followed by a spot-free rinse.
And high-performance dryers.
Wash and Vac on West Highway 50 across from Bluestem Farm and Ranch.
Where dirty cars love to go.
The second annual K&W Gun Show is this weekend at the Cottonwood Falls Community Building. Over